know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Welcome, Heart Singers. I'm Addie Beal, a future self-guide meditation instructor in here to fire you up. Today, I'm going to share some inspiration from my weekend with you at the Life Coach School live event, which had so many big ahas and kind of started out a little flat for me. And then, oh my gosh, like I always know I'm where I'm supposed to be for some reason. And sometimes I think I get impatient waiting for my nuggets to appear. And so I have to talk myself down the ledge, like, just be still, let it come, let it be easy. So the first part of this episode I recorded in the car on the way to day three. And I have to tell you, something epically magic happened on day three. But I want you to listen to the first part and kind of how I was feeling about the event and the takeaways. I'm going to share some of the inspiration and some of the tools I picked up a little bit too as I share my story with you. But such big reveals, and for yes, myself personally, but also so many of the women I had the pleasure of being in the company with over the weekend. If you don't know what the Life Coach School is, it is a school that certifies life coaches, obviously. But Brooke Castillo runs the school, and she has a podcast, Corinne Crabtree, if you follow her, which is how I got introduced to the circle. Corinne spoke at this event, and she was epic. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I just love Corinne. Like, she brought the room to their knees with just how real she is and just how authentic and open with her heart. Really, really an inspirational woman. And so, you know, this is the Life Coach School. It's been part of my quest on the path. You know, I started with meditation, and then I found Corinne and some other life coaches that have helped along my path, which has also been very spiritual with me. There's been learning from Chopra Center and meditation, all kinds of things. And I'm always kind of that way. I'm your jack of all trades learner, which I think we all are. I am going to let you dive into this episode, but hang in for the after, because, oh my gosh, I had my mind blown on Sunday morning, and just tears and joy and gratitude and an understanding of exactly why I was supposed to be there. And then I had my spirit guide meeting yesterday and some other magical stuff. So I will fill you in and leave you with some inspiration and some thoughts for yourself to head into this season, whatever season you're listening to this. You can't ever think about your future self too much, about what it is right inside of you that's your greatness to just be waiting to be unlocked. And when you get still and you ask and you just listen and you keep your eyes open, the universe will bring your nuggets. Develop that vision, start to develop the belief in yourself, and you'll make it happen. So let's get inspired. And on this first segment, I am in my car, so just kind of deal with the audio. It'll clean up in the second section. Here we go. Oh man, I am full body chilled download you right now, you guys, like just on fire. And welcome to the Heart Sing Podcast. I was like, you know, I just have to record this for you. I am in the car on the way to the Life Coach Live event in Arizona here. And there's a bunch of my Me First sisters here with me. Shout out, girls! Paula is actually going to do the Life Coach certification. You've heard me talk about her before, Light Seeker. She is also already a Chopra certified meditation instructor and health coach. So I am so excited to bring the spirituality, the mind, where like all of it crashes together with the Me First guide and meditation. And it's just, my path has just felt so clear from it being
unclear there at the event. And I really thought I was going to step into this event. For those of you that don't know, I am not certified at the Life Coach. A lot of people think I've gone and done that, and just full transparency, I am not. Formal coach training is phenomenal, and I know I would grow. And honestly, I expected to show up to this event and be like, oh my God, I got to go do this. And I have to tell you, I have nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean that resonance in my body that is now my knowing that I know what path to take. And this has happened through me connecting with my highest self. And what my mission is here to help other women connect with this. It is through this process that I help do this. And it became so clear to me just that the path that I've created really in my mind has to involve the meditation somewhere at some point. It doesn't mean if you're listening to this and you don't want to meditate or you don't have any desire to, that you wouldn't maybe come into it another way. I think half the people I've taught to meditate at this point have thought that, and now they think it's the best thing since sliced bread. So maybe we should do a podcast episode on that. Like that you come in and you start with the planning and then move through it. So I've really been like, how do I incorporate all of this? I've spent the last 3 years figuring this out. Like what helps women go from eh to hell yeah, let's light it up. That's been my work. That's my life's purpose, like to be able to create a system, because that's what I used to do, to help other people do what I did and have this feeling as I'm sitting in this big event where, you know, we're future self dreaming and doing all of that, which is fantastic, you guys. I mean, I lead that. I love it. I do it all the time myself as I'm sitting there and just like at times, going inside myself and allowing the truth that's already within me to speak and thinking what a gift it is that I have the ability to do this and that each of us has this ability to do it. And when I can help you get connected with this higher self, and it comes through not only learning to meditate, you guys, it comes through learning to put yourself first in your life through, yes, the mind work too. It's a piece of the puzzle. And it's why each day in the Me First Guide, I work on rewiring my new thought to my next goal, to this next version of myself, which if you're following along is now the abundance goal. So after losing the 120 pounds, and I still get on that scale every Sunday on Facebook, because first of all, I like to talk to everybody, but it's part of my life now. And I'm still like have my eye on these last 20. And I know that through this abundance goal that is coming, right? So, what do I want to share here with you? There's just so much amazing stuff this weekend. And I shared a little bit in the live on Facebook on my way in, but it's like this knowing inside, you guys, this resonance from within you, that the truth is already right in there. The answers are already inside. So I asked my cards today, as I do, you know, like for inspiration. Yesterday's inspiration was a reverse karma card, which is hey, the universe is sending you a sign you're going the wrong direction, literally. And my card deck, I use Sahara Rose's yogic path deck. My card deck doesn't have a lot of kind of negative cards, if you will. And that one's kind of like, eh, you're going there. There's no other way to interpret that other than wrong direction. And I was already not feeling any energy around it, which is the sign that it's, for me, it's not the right direction because I would get lit up in my body. And when I say that, you guys, it almost feels like goosebumps, but it's on a different level. And the energy will go all the way up to my crown. And when we're speaking the truth of what's to come, it's here right now, actually. Anyhow, you guys, this power of your intuition that we have been taught to shove down, right? That women's intuition that, you know, oh, you have to make decisions based on logic, based on this, based on that. You know, if I were to make decisions based on the numbers, I would be going and doing the training all day long, right? And look, I'm not discounting. Paula's going to do the training, and I think it's absolutely 100% where she should be. Like, she is lit up about it. It is her path. And it could be your path, too. you need to find out, you need to seek for yourself and look for your answers. She knows this is her path. She's going to have no regrets about that decision. She's all in, right? I know it's not mine. And that causes me to say, okay, where is my path? So that's what I did, right? So I asked the cards this morning, how do I receive the messages today? Because I've been getting all these amazing downloads at the event. And I'm like, I want more of that, right? I want more of that magic. I want to know what's coming. So I asked, I'm like, how do I get more of this? And I pulled the card, Svadhyana, I think it is. It's not Svadhyana, which is self-study. And so in this card, it literally says to go inside yourself. All the answers are right there. It's basically how I'm interpreting this card for me today, heading to this event, was because I was kind of like, I want to be there. I want to be present. I want to be engaged. I want to learn and I want to enjoy. How can I do that when I feel like I'm not learning? Like when I feel like I know my answers, I'm writing down, I'm cashing out. And I'm trying to be present. And I realize these are all thoughts and I see that so that I'm coaching myself like something's wrong. But my body is just like, I know my emotional body was just not engaged. And I'm like, does that mean something is wrong with me? And it's like, no. Addie, we're giving you this opportunity to go and be with your people and see what that is, like that feeling of team, and to be still enough to hear these answers. And I've been given these 3 days to do nothing but sit and contemplate because I'm in my own head most of the time, all right, as a lot of us are. I was really engaged for, I would say, 80% of it, which I think is pretty good. And then the other 20, I'm in my head allowing myself to go in that space of stillness. And so it was just that permission, if you will, that sign that, hey, exactly where you're supposed to be, babe. Had this overwhelming sense as I was heading to the event, you know, my old corporate America days when I led teams and, you know, when I go meet my managers somewhere, and I just always loved that. It was my favorite part of what I did. And as I was heading to meet my sisters, I'm like, oh my God, that's what we are. I created a team, another team, which is what I love to do. And yeah, I'm kind of the captain of the team because I put stuff together. We all contribute. We are all part of the overall success of everything. I'm nothing without them. And they wouldn't all know each other without me. And it's just like such, I'm going to cry. It's just so frigging amazing, right? If I had not gone to that intro to meditation course 5 years ago, none of this, like you think about that, you guys, those little decisions you make in life, like that was a small decision. It was a free little course I went in person and sat in because that was pre-COVID. We didn't have all the, you know, all the Zooms going on that we do now. I went in person to this place when the guy told me, hey, I was in such a state, you know, and he said, if you do this twice a day for the next year, you won't be the same. I was like, sit on my ass twice a day for the next year. I'm like, bring it on, buddy. Right? So I did. And it really led to this soul awakening and to this awakening of my feminine self, which is what our intuition, that part of us is, that listening to your heart, you guys, your heart and your gut that are so connected and that know the truth. They know the answers. So when you have that gut feeling, that is your body telling you. That is your soul speaking to you. You know, so how do you define that? How do you tune into that more and more? And look, I didn't wake up like this. If I would have heard myself right now, 4 years ago, I would be like, shut that beat off, man. Who's that crazy wacko? I'm not even kidding, you guys. I might have listened to me, though. I still listen to myself sometimes. And yeah, that could sound arrogant, but like, that's what Brooke will do for you too. She lets you know that, no, it's not arrogance to think you're amazing. Arrogance means you think you're better than other people. And I definitely don't think that, you guys. I know greatness is already there. I already see it. I am your believing mirror. That was another thing that was so clear to me, that like us having this sisterhood, us having this bond, there were so many women that I could tell when they were getting coached were just in a really lonely space with their journey. And so I told my crew that was there, I'm like, you guys, don't discount, because they're all in a small group together. I'm like, don't discount this bond you have together, this sisterhood, and our whole group in general. I guess they're not all in that group, actually, if I think about it. But I'm like, don't discount this bond we have, because we have people to believe in us. We don't have to wait to get coached by Brooke Castillo or for our weekly coaching call. You have a group of women that are believing right back at you. And this is why the community part of it is so important, too. Something I'm like really keeping my eye on as we grow and as we expand and everyone's stepping into different aspects of what this team looks like. It's so freaking exciting. I just can't stand it. Oh my gosh. I'm also headed off to Hawaii on Friday for my birthday 50th to squeeze Millie. If you don't know, Millie is my youngest, my 13-year-old who lives in Hawaii with her dad. That's a whole story you'll have to hear on another podcast or something. But no, so my goal for the next year, one of my big financial goals, was to see Millie 6 times a year. And so I'm manifesting that, you guys. And part of me doing that was this trip to Hawaii coming out of me doing the magic, the gratitude practice. And so I'll be there Friday, which is normally podcast day. And then I think I have a surprise podcast for you next week, because I think Renee's, I'm not supposed to know, but I saw the post. it's hard to post in my group and me not know what's going on, but that was cute. So I think she's going to put together a birthday episode for me, which is also great because I get a week delay on the beach unless I get some download I got to like come inspire you with. Listen, what I want you to take from this podcast, from me sharing all of this, from me sharing my experience, is that the answers are right within you, my sister. We spend all this time looking outside of ourselves, looking, seeking for the next diet, for the next training, for the next, education. And even my cards said today, why don't you stop and just in the knowledge for a hot second, Slayer, and just listen to the truth that's right within you. You have everything you need to know. And you might be listening to this thinking, that's not true for me. I don't know as much as you, Addie. I don't. Guys, I promise you, get still and start listening to her, and she's going to guide you to the knowledge you should be seeking, to the knowledge you want to be seeking, and to your path. Like, if it feels wrong, it is wrong. There's a difference between the wrong and the hard, and learning to define that for yourself. Like, what is the wrong path? Like, I have no energy around it. It's not something I should be doing, or I am going to have negative energy around it. And what is just hard and I'm resisting doing because I don't know how to do it, or I'm not inspired to do it. To look at those things. I have had a lot of really good stuff come out of the event. So perhaps I will update us on that, but I got to get in there right now. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Oh my gosh, there's magic coming. I'm so happy you guys are here on this ride with me. Heart Singers, here we go. Let's light it up. Well, I was definitely right, and there is definitely magic that was in store for me at the event on Sunday. And welcome back, Heart Singers. It is Thanksgiving as I'm recording this for you. So first up, I am so grateful for each and every one of you for watching or listening, whatever it is you're catching this on. I really, really appreciate it, because without you, without my believing mirrors out there listening, I don't know how much I'd be stepping into this. This is so much a part of my future self and part of how I share with the world what I say I'm going to do and becoming it ahead of time and starting to believe. And today's episode is just all about that, right? About that belief and daring to think we can be something different than we are, that we can tap into this greatness right within us. And if you are catching this little segment over on YouTube, hi, welcome. And I am in a little ski cap and my cheetah print jacket, pretending I'm at the Macy's Day Parade. No, not really. I just ran to get my coffee this morning. I was like, what the heck? I'm just going to record. Here we go. And if you're just joining in here, I'm a future self guide meditation instructor. I created this process called the Me First Guide. We have a planner. I have this whole process, the course I'm putting together. I've launched it quite a few times. I've been testing it, creating it for the past few years on my sisters in the Me First
sisterhood. And it is proving over and over again to guide us to this place where we're daring to step into alternate futures for ourselves and creating that future. And it's through going through this process of creating a vision, dreaming big, creating the habits around it. Like, how do we create those habits? How do we actually change? Because you are your habits, right? Like, it's one idea. We have these lofty dreams. We get all excited. We come to these conferences and we're like, whoa, yeah. But then the taking action of it, so many of us like get stuck there. We get, and a lot of that is mind management. And a lot of it can go back to how you're showing up in your world, and especially in the weight loss world, how you're showing up for, you know, taking care of your body, mind, and soul is so key on this quest. And I'm sharing this with you again now that I'm here back on the episode. If you're listening over on YouTube, there was a first part of this episode where I shared how I was feeling leading into the event and just kind of like looking for the reason, why am I here? What's my nugget? What's like, why did the universe say, go to this event? And, you know, she even said at the beginning that she created this event for people that weren't aware of, you know, really the thought model and the process. And it was really created for people at that level. And I've done a lot, so much of the work, and I've taught the work. I've taught how to reframe thoughts. And I did so much of this in Self-Coaching Scholars. And I'm not saying that I don't have more to learn, because I always think I have more to learn. So the other part of me is sitting there thinking, why am I not learning more? What's going on? Am I being stubborn? Am I not like, so I'm like analyzing myself like that. So there's a point to me telling you all this again. I get to the event on Sunday, and I pull in and I'm like all excited to just go and love and be present. I did my gratitude practice. My heart's in a good space. I'm just like, bring on the magic, right? So I go in and I sit in our row, and there were four of us there. And one of them's a life coach already, Stacia. She has her certification, and she's stepping into this part of her business. And most of these guys are in a small group I coach together too. And so they've been doing this work for a couple years now, right? They've been doing, and I know you want to hear this happens overnight, that you step into your greatness overnight. I think you start to get excited overnight. That's the first part of the process, is we get you to the space where, oh my gosh, what if I don't have to be restricted by my current circumstances, by my current reality? And that's where why we create the vision, why we create alter egos, why I do so much work there. So I don't think it's enough to go show up one time and just think about it, and then you're going to go off and take action. We need a process, right? So I had to make a process. Therefore, the Me First Guide. So these guys have been doing the work, right? They've been doing the guide, doing the process, doing the, starting to dream big, starting to expand themselves. And so I'm sitting next to Paula, to give you a reference. And I, you know, it, and she had already signed up for the Life Coach School the day before, and I knew she was going to. It's like exactly, it's perfectly where she's supposed to be. You know, she's always been like so interested and wanted to do that. And then we're there with Amy and Jamie, Sunfire and the Young Jedi in our group. Those are their alter ego names, right? That especially is helpful to have when you don't dare to dream for yourself yet. You make this alter ego so that you can go beyond limitations. It's like you're mixing fantasy with reality type thing, you know, like super, we have superpowers, our alter egos, right? Like I'm shooting like vibe, like high vibes from my hands, right? Like energy. Now I know, I used to see that actually, now that I'm thinking about that, I used to see the energy. Like I'd tell everyone I'd shoot love from my hands. And that's before I even understood heart coherence and energy healing, like the stuff that Dr. Joe is like really teaching and proving in science, right? So I get there, and then Jamie and Amy leave, and they're like, we'll be right back. And I'm like, okay. And they're like gone forever. And so Stacia comes over and she busts their little secret, what they're off doing. And she goes, do you know what they're doing? And like, I had talked to Jamie in the car the night before, and we really talked through like what it was going to look like for her. We call her the Young Jedi because she stepped up when I needed some help and said, yeah, I want to be the apprentice. And then we got to the point where I'm like, look, your only job is to lose weight. Just go and share how you're doing this journey, because she has so much going on in her world, like with the kids and the husband and the job and two jobs, all of these things. I'm like, you just go show everybody how you're doing this and how you're getting up over and over and what you're going to become, because I want people to see that process. So the young Jedi's there. We are talking in the car the night before on the way out to dinner, and we're talking about her coaching, and she really wanted it. She was interested in the certification, but that it just wasn't in the cards for her. She just couldn't financially make that happen. And so we were talking about other ways she's going to show up differently in the sisterhood. And she's going to take over coaching a small group that I haven't been running, that has been a different small group. And she's going to start taking over that group, and that her training, like, how can she start to help train the Me First process? Like those things, because she really enjoyed training in her other job. As we're digging into your future self, what are the things you liked from your past? What are those things you like to do? Where's your zone of genius? And so she knows she really likes to do these things. And so we're talking, we're getting all excited. We're just excited. And we're grateful for everything we had, right? Already. So we get there, and this other sister helps Jamie find a way to make this happen, and also goes and makes it happen for herself. So they both, and they go and sign up for life coach training. And I am just like blown away. I just, like, when they got back, I was overcome with emotion, and I had recorded a segment of this and I lost it because I guess we were meant for me to be recording this on Thanksgiving in my little beanie cap on YouTube. I don't know. So I look down when they get back to their seats, and I'm, you know, of course, I already know because Stacia had overheard and she told me. Right. They didn't know I was going to know. So I knew, and they came back in their little jackets and their thing. And I just looked, and I just grabbed them, and I just like hugged them so hard. And I just like, I looked down at one point, and I looked, and I've got Paula, Amy, Jamie, and Stacia were all sitting there in a row. And I looked down, and I was just overwhelmed. You guys, I just started, like, the tears started welling up. And I thought, this is my magic nugget. I had to be there. I had to be there because, like, honestly, if they weren't there, I don't think I would have gone to day three, because I was headed out of town. I had all that. Listen, it's fun to go, but I'm like, if I'm sitting somewhere and being engaged somewhere, I want to, like, for 8 hours, like, I want to know, I'm like, well, I have so many things I'm doing right now that I could be learning and, like, really moving through. But I knew I had to be present and be here. And I looked down and I'm like, oh, this is exactly why. It's exactly why I had to be here, because I had to witness them stepping into their greatness, them daring to believe beyond belief of, this is a huge investment, you guys. This is like, you want to talk about putting money where your mouth is? Like, this is like going live on Facebook when you're 280 pounds and telling the world you're going to lose weight, right? This is the money equivalent of that. This is like telling your families, I believe in myself so much, I'm going to make this huge life coaching investment in myself because I believe in my own greatness, that this money will be a drop in the bucket when I'm done. And not because this is all, listen, I'm not, oh my gosh, you guys. Oh, how do I even, like, explain from there? Like, the magnitude of the impact of this. And I needed to see that, because you know what I wasn't owning? I wasn't owning that I was helping all these women step into their greatness, that without me, they would not have had this path to put themselves first, to get still. They probably wouldn't have learned meditation. They wouldn't have been doing a plan each day. They wouldn't have been dreaming each quarter. They wouldn't have been doing the plans, doing the processes. Literally, all you have to do is show up, and we do the process. It's you that has to believe in you. It's you that has to show up and do the work that helps you get to this place, to where you believe in yourself so hard you invest $20,000 in yourself that you don't have. That is epic. And this isn't, oh, they invested this money and, oh, they're probably not going to get back. Is that where your brain goes? Like, oh, I would never do that if I didn't have the money, or like, I didn't know. If you knew, if your future self said, if you do this, your life will forever change. Like, where are you not making that investment in yourself that says, I believe in me so hard that I will do whatever it takes to get up over and over again. And that's why you don't invest, because you don't believe you will get up over and over again. And I see it over and over again. I'm like, I just want you to believe so hard and show up for yourself, right? Like, how do we put ourselves first and stop putting everyone else first? Like, because it's in that taking the time for yourself and creating the greatness for yourself from within you that you become the inspiration for your family. You're not serving your family with the sword, falling on the sword anymore. You're serving them by leading them, by showing them with love, by supporting them through your greatness. And it's like, this happened to me. Do you know how hard it was for me to say, you know what, I need to do this for me and know that my youngest child in Hawaii is right where she's supposed to be? I did so much mind work around that. I can't even tell you guys. And, you know, like, honestly, if my body wasn't physically repellent to Hawaii for whatever reason, I probably would have been back there. I think the universe was like, you know what, we're going to give Addie eczema that like flares up in Hawaii so bad she thinks she can't ever live there, because then we're going to like make sure she gets on this path. Like, what if I chose all these paths? What if I chose, I know I did, right? Like, it chose this life where I've always sought late weight loss, that it's my passion because my father was so overweight, died when he was 45 from obesity. I mean, that's the cause, right? He was so heavy, you guys. Like, it was the size of my dad's, just been my passion my entire life, which helped me uncover this, which leads to the passion now. And I look at these guys uncovering their passion. And you know what else came over me? Was this sense of relief of, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. And the universe is bringing people into my circle that are helping me, are supporting me on my quest to step into this preacher. So this came up, owning that I'm this preacher. Paula, that I was talking about, is also a Chopra certified coach. And she is starting to go through this process where she guides you to uncover your purpose. It's super cool. When she's doing this coaching, you're going to want to get it. I do so much of this with the future self dreaming. So fun, and can bring so much clarity to do it with a coach. So she guides you through uncovering what your purpose statement is. Mine is, I am the preacher who follows her heart, authentically sharing her truth to inspire women on their path to their authentic self. I had to look up preacher because I have this aversion to that word because of, I think, I'm going to say the word patriarchy here, that we see in so much in organized religion, and that for some reason I connect that word. But when I did this life visioning work with Paula, preacher came out. Like, that is who I am, because it's about me speaking. It's about me sharing. It always has been. So I had to look up preacher to make sure I'm okay using this word, because it kept being a trigger. And it came up in another place where my friend Kelly, that has the River House where I'll be doing retreats this upcoming year, has said this is a place for the preachers and the teachers and I forget what else she said. It was like, I was like, well, we need to change that word preacher. That was my first thought. And I thought, why? It was like when I was resistant to my spirit, like when, as I write and I write my magic pages, this flow will come out of me. And back when I started allowing the flow to happen, it wrote that I'm a spiritual leader. And I'm like, well, that's effing crazy. I'm not that. And I got like really angry. And I spent, if you've been following me for any length of time, I spent the first two, like, really discounting that whole part of myself, that like this part, this life force energy that I'm connected to, this universe, that I could even say that is God as well. And, you know, that to use those words simultaneously, because it's that something more, it's that something greater. And when you touch it, it's like that label for it had so many different beliefs around it in my head. So it's taken me a long time to get there. So therefore, this preacher thing. And so I had to look it up, and it said one who inculcates. I had to look that shit up too, because I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And so it said teach with persistent instruction, which is very much my thing, right? And one who exalts something earnestly or officiously. So that means to teach. Why in the dictionary they have to use words you have to also go up and look up, I don't know. But so anyhow, I had to go look this shit up. And basically, I teach an attitude, idea, or habit by persistent instruction. Like, yeah, that's it. When I asked my friends, this is another thing you can do. Ask your friends what do they think, you know, your attributes are. What do they think those things about you? And my friend Karen had come back and said that it was my ability to really motivate and inspire people into action that she thought was my superpower. And I'm like, oh, you mean like coercing you guys to sneak out of the house and go party at midnight? You mean like that? Always up to the shenanigans. And yes, I'm pretty good at twisting arms, which everybody knows, because it's like when I got fired up about, if you believe in yourself enough, you will make that happen. And then we just work on that belief, right? Like, I don't yet believe fully that I am creating $1 million, because if I did, I'd already have the $1 million. So every single day I work on that thought, I created $1 million. I'm creating $1 million. I've created $1 million, right? And I sit with it in my body and I say, okay, how's that feel? And most days I can get myself excited about it. I can see the vision, but then I let the little self-doubt stuff come up. And this is part of the Me First Guide. So every single day we're doing this work, and you get three or four thoughts out. And then I rewrite them every day from my millionaire Addie standpoint. And then I write a future self letter every single day. And I'm going to tell you, by the end of this year, I will be a completely different person. I will have rewired so much of my brain, but also my soul, because I'm connecting with that part of me each and every day, because I'm getting still in meditation. I'm letting the messages come. I'm getting more and more connected because I'm practicing, because I'm showing up for me. And I don't say this to browbeat you if you're not showing up for yourself, because in the sisterhood, we are all about stepping away from perfect. You are not only allowed to fail, you're expected to fail. The only thing that matters is that you get back up again. It doesn't even matter when you get up back up or how you get back up, just that you effing get back up. So if you are hearing this message and you're thinking, oh, I could never be like Amy or Jamie or Paula or Stacia. I could never go do something like that. Shit, Stacia manifested this stuff. We were on a group call and I said, what is that thing that you're just scared to say you would want to do? And she almost couldn't say it. We were on this live Zoom call. And she said, I would be a life coach. And she was like scared shitless saying this. This is a couple years ago. Next thing I know, I haven't seen Stacia in a while. I'm like, what's going on? Well, her fiance gifted her the life coach school. And so she was off like life coach schooling. And I'm like, because she dared to say it. And this is something that Brooks said at the Life Coach School live event. There's a few things I want to share with you as takeaways that I loved how she frames it. And, you know, so much like Brooke will have these nuggets in these moments for you that will help you really shift your perception. You know, who else was there was Corinne Crabtree with No BS, who was she was the original, how I got into any of this mind work was through Corinne. And her speech, you guys, she was the best. She brought the place to their knees. She was so inspirational and just so engaging. She's so raw and real. She's up there crying the whole time and she can't cuss. So that was hilarious, because if you know Corinne, she's cussing all over the place. But I was just like, I forgot how much I love this woman. Like, I just am so inspired by her. She's just fantastic on like just an emotional connection level with people. I truly think, and for women that need to lose their weight and just can't even imagine how to get up, right? She's like, she helps you get those tennis shoes on and get out the door, right? Like, I will help you create that future self, dream big, and like move through your spiritual process, right? When you're ready to do the friggin' work and show up for yourself, I've got the process for you, you know, and I've got meditation I can teach you. I've got those things and this was what I needed to see, was to own that. I know I can help you. Are you open to helping you? Are you ready to show up and sit your butt in the chair and listen and do the work? And this is why we do the work together, because most of us won't show up for it. We'll buy the courses, we'll do all the things. And that's why I do Get It Done workshops. That's why we do in-person planning. That's why we do, you know, and like I automate some of it so you can go back and catch replays. But as much as you can get there in person, you want to show up. You want to make this like it's a doctor's appointment for yourself. Because why is your self-help not a doctor's appointment for yourself? Why are you not putting that first? So when Brooke said this, because everybody says they don't know their purpose, and she was like, you do know. Everybody knows. That's, what do you think that something extraordinary is? She says that extraordinary, not your purpose, right? Because maybe people get too overwhelmed with that. But what do you think your gift is that to give the world? If you were to, and then she says, when you say you don't know, well, if you were to guess, what would you guess? So all of you sitting out there listening or watching right now that are saying you don't know, what would you guess? What would you guess that would be for you? Just keep asking yourself that. Write about it. What would you guess? Because you do know. You know what interests you. You just don't dare to say it yet. You don't dare to think you could be that great. And I promise you, you can. And so to sit there and be present as I see these women daring to go all effing in on themselves, all in, right? And there's no buyer's remorse in that aisle. There's no nothing, because they know they have the tools to get up over and over again. And that when they're going to get up over and over again, and they're going to fail on the way, and they know that too. And they're willing to experience that failure. They're willing to experience that emotion. Because they know on the other side of it, they're going to feel even greater than they already do from coming as far as they already have, which is epic. All of them. Paul's lost 50 pounds. Jamie's lost 50 pounds. But more importantly, Amy has, she's like running a fitness empire. My God, empire. She got a fitness thing. She wanted to be a personal trainer. She got a business handed to her. Really, we're like some manifesting, creative mofos up in here. Stacia started coaching people. Paula's already a certified meditation instructor, health coach. She never, ever thought, when I first started coaching with Paula, I know I've got your permission here, girl, right? She was just dealing with so much anxiety. I know she couldn't even imagine being here. We'll have Paula come tell you about that someday. About the, like, she could imagine it, though. I tell you what, she could imagine with the life coaching, because it's always interest her. She just never thought she could do it, that she could be the one helping you maybe overcome your anxiety, find your purpose statement. Look, Paula, you helped me get my purpose statement, right? I think I wasn't really clear. I write about these things and I get it, but to own I'm the preacher. And to be okay with it, because it doesn't mean I'm some white priest dude. Because clearly I'm not. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're like, yeah, no shit, chick. Okay. So for me, the other big nugget was really understanding. I think I already had the knowing, but the shift I've had this year where I keep expecting myself to run out of energy, but I'm not. And it's because my desire and my belief are catching up, and my energy is starting to match that. You know, before it was like I would have to go through so much recovery period in between, like getting my belief to catch up to where that dream is, right? Like, because I can dream. That is not a problem, my friends. I can dream. I even wrote in there, it was like, what are you not dreaming of? I'm like, oh shit, really? Can I go even bigger? And it was like, of course you can, Addie. And it already is. You guys, setting this $1 million goal for myself is already pushing me beyond the limits, and also keeping an eye on my weight loss goal, because I'm not letting go of that B, right? Keeping an eye on that, weighing in every week on Facebook, still showing up and sharing. that future version of me and my healthiest self brings me to my highest self, which helps me create so much value for you, which helps me create these systems that can help you go from, I don't know how to show up. I don't know how to give you a system to be able to show up with and a sisterhood to support you in the process. Like, it's forcing me to think bigger to be able to help more people that just think, I can't even imagine. To be like Paula, like, I've got so much anxiety. I can't even imagine being a life to coaching people a year and a half, 2 years from now. And to be certified and a meditation instructor. I know that blows your mind more than any of the rest of them. Now she's teaching meditation, where, like, when I was first twisting arms for people to go to meditation, I couldn't yet teach it. I was sending everyone to TM because I wasn't teaching from Chopra yet. So I would send everyone there. And I remember, because of like some blocks with like religion and stuff, it being such a big deal for her. And so, like, to overcome all these beliefs that are wired in us that are mostly not true, you guys. They're just stories we tell ourselves. They're things society has taught us. What if being a perfect, wonderful mother doesn't look like I have to be up my child's butt 24/7? What if I can be the coolest, best, most amazing mother across the ocean? What would it look like? That's what I asked myself. What would it look like if I did that? Okay, I've got to stop prattling on. I like to keep my podcast short, and I just have so much to share. And I had the part I had recorded, I mean, I was just bawling. I want you guys to know, because I am so proud of these women and myself, and starting to own that pride. And, you know, I really liked so much about Brooke. What she helps you do is embrace your amazingness, embrace your extraordinary, that it's okay, right? Like, I'm not arrogant, because I know you are also extraordinary, that you have all this greatness within you, that you are effing awesome. I know that to be true. So in that, I can't also be arrogant, because arrogant people think they're better than other people. We don't. So when I say I'm great, I'm fabulous, I'm saying it so you believe you are too, because I'm showing you that you can do this. These guys are showing you. And so this relief, because I wasn't feeling this call to life coaching, and I haven't. I coach you guys, and I coach from here, like, straight up how you're hearing me now. I do some mind work and stuff, but I'm kind of a ball buster, right? My clients, when we weight loss coach, it's a whole nother journey, right? We're going to get you there. We're going to rewire those habits. We're going to uncover that future self too. We're going to, like, really create her. Like, that's where I'm kind of focused on, helping you create and find out what that magic is within, because I truly believe that the weight will come. And I do a lot of nutrition and food. Like, we look at the food and stuff like that. Oh my God, like the young Jedi who never ate a vegetable in her life. And, like, I was like, where is the salad? It was like a pile of ranch. I'm like, where is the lettuce? And now she's eating all kinds of vegetables and taking care of herself. And from going on the focus to taking care of her body to losing weight to becoming this spiritual light warrior and now a life coach, I'm just telling you guys, it's like, you don't know what your path will be, and your path is going to look different. All of us have a different path. The system is, you know, it's the same habits, you know, all successful people do. Why we've been able to do it is because we have a community that's doing it, and you have a process that guides you through not just the mind work, but the soul work and the food work. It's all in one, because I was like, it was all over the place. I did have like 20 different planners. I don't know about you, but I don't want 20 different things I got to follow every day. I can't do that, right? So I have a digital calendar, and I've got the Me First Guide, and it takes me to my inner I am every single day, and is doing the same for these witches and bitches. And I was like, this is my sign. This is why I'm here, that it's full circle completion. I don't have to do this part of it. I'm going to have a fleet of warriors that understand the Me First process, and they understand how important these other things are in addition to the mind work. And they're going to be able to help you coach your mind while understanding and helping you keep an eye on your habits and your spirituality and all of those things. Because at some point, they will all come into play. And friggin' amazing, man. So that's my takeaway from the Life Coach School Live weekend. And this was much longer than I had anticipated. So my apologies for that. I need to not apologize for that. It was all meant to be. I'm going to stop that over here. I'm going to delete that part. We're going to edit that shit out, YouTube. I'm probably not. If you made it this far, congratulations. If you made it this far, you just love my shit and you subscribe and like this. Because if you made it this far and you don't like this shit, what the hell's wrong with you? Okay, happy Thanksgiving. I'm really, really the most grateful person on the planet, I think. I really am. Life doesn't get much better. And I'm off to Hawaii tomorrow to squeeze my babe. And we're surprising her at the airport. Her dad is in on the secret. And we are, he's picking me up. And she thinks she's going to pick up a friend that's coming in. And they're going to Maui the next day. So she's got her suitcase packed. But she's like all disappointed because she thought they were leaving tomorrow. But they're going to pick me up. So it's like, oh my God, she has no idea. I can't wait. Okay, so I'll be sure to do a live on Facebook for that. Check me out at Namaslayer. I'm going to try to like sneak up. Maybe I'll do it on Addie Beal. Follow me on all the channels. All right, I love you all, my witches and bitches. Let's go slay another December. And 2023 is our bitch. Let's take her down. Love you guys.